You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Dipula Income Fund reported an impressive set of results for the 6 months to 29 February 2024 with a 9.8 billion rand portfolio of 166 retail, office, industrial and residential rental assets countrywide. Dipula's revenue grew by 9% and its net property income increased by some 6%. We speak now to Isaac Peterson. He is the CEO of Dipula Income Fund. Thank you very much, sir, for your time this afternoon. How would you characterize the results?
Yeah, I think we are pleased. You know, as you just mentioned, I mean, things are tough for the moment in South Africa, but there's no excuse not to still try and, you know, and produce good results. I mean, our instructions to our teams is always, you know, stay positive and let's try and find ways of operating in this very tough environment. So the set of results here, you know, were driven by a combination of dropping vacancies, which contributed to our top line, as well as, you know, inbuilt healthy escalations in the existing lease agreements that we have in place. But in addition to that, you know, we're running very, very efficient operations here. I mean, outside of the more sort of inflation-driven costs, you know, we really try to sweat our portfolio and keep expenses on check as far as that's concerned. But most importantly, I think during this period, you know, we were a bit helped by the fact that we also had relatively less load shedding. So, you know, there were savings coming from that. And our residential portfolio also performed quite nicely. We saw escalations there of up to 8%. I think the Pula's portfolio, just generally speaking, you know, our rental levels are still at levels where, you know, you can get some growth out of it. I mean, I can only imagine how much better we'd do if things were different.
Mm. You speak of the residential portfolio doing well, and when you touch on the rental portfolio, income remained under pressure, but Dipula showed a 2% increase in rental income.
Yes, I think that's obviously our office portfolio for this round was a little bit under pressure. We renewed some leases there, much lower than where they expired. But that's basically for about 80% of our leases that were coming up in this year. We've now stretched our lease expiry profile in the office portfolio from less than a year, about 6 months ago, to about 3.5 years forward. I mean, that's de-risk, means that your shareholders or investors in Dipula will start to enjoy growth in the office portfolio going forward. So it was basically just taking a step back to take two steps forward. So we're pleased about that. You know, without that office portfolio doing that, I think we'd have probably grown a lot better in that rental income line. I think that the key line to also pay attention to is that net property income line, because that line is reflective of the efficiencies of the business where we grew by 6%.
Mm. Distributable earnings per share came in at 3%. How much did interest rates play a role in this?
You know, interest rates, obviously one of those things that we can't control. That's exactly the reason why distributable earnings went down a bit. It's because interest were up on average on just our book about more than 1% on a period-on-period basis. And of course, we are renewing in an environment where basically your base rates for both the fixed rates, basically where we hedge out, and for the variable rates are much higher than where we took out these facilities a number of years ago. But we did some work in that area as well, in that we went to the market with quite a large syndication for about 3.8 billion rand worth of debt. Successfully pulled that off, shaved off about 30 basis points off our margin in that regard. And basically those savings, that 30 basis points, will come in handy as we go forward.
Let's take a look, or rather get into the rentals a little bit more, right? Because you've concluded a 105 million rand new leases during the period, which with the renewals rather worth over 800 million rand, and achieved a tenant rotation ratio of 89%. How did you achieve that?
Well, this is exactly the point I was making earlier, is the fact that, you know, we're sweating these assets very well. I mean, I think tenant retention in market conditions like this is critical. So that almost 90% tenant retention rate there saves us from the cost of bringing in new tenants, which is part of the efficient operations that I was referring to. So that 105 million rand is also, as I said, on the top line. I mean, that's part of what drove the top line growth was these new leases for about 100 billion. But if you look at that performance combined, I mean, you're looking at close to R1 billion of lease value generated in just 6 months across this portfolio. And I mean, of course, as those leases sort of kick in and mature, and you start not realizing the upfront cost of doing those leases, I mean, there's quite a bit of performance that will drop to the bottom line going forward. A lot of that leasing happened basically in the retail sector and a little bit in the office sector, but between office and retail is where most of that activity was. So I think the pool is really looking good going forward. And in an environment where you start seeing interest rates falling and perhaps better economic performance, hopefully, then you're sitting in a good stock here. We've always said to the market that, Dipula has a defensive portfolio. So, I mean, this portfolio behaves well during tough times, but could behave even better during good times. Because, I mean, that same constrained customer becomes an even bigger spender, during economic recovery times.
Mm. It would appear that good times are still ahead for Dipula because you've awarded a contract for solar projects at 9 of your properties.
Oh, yes. We're a bit behind the curve in terms of the rolling out of solar. But I think we're quite pleased with that because, I mean, we are getting cheaper funding, cheaper input materials for rolling out the solar. And the numbers are looking fairly promising from that point of view. So this is a phase one for us where we're rolling out about 5.3 kilowatt peak. If you add that to the about 1.6 that we have now at the moment, it'll bring us to about 7 kilowatt peak by the end of August, our financial year. And we think that in about 36 months, we'd be at about 3 times or 4 times that level of own power generation within the portfolio.
Right. Interim results demonstrate a balance sheet that is quite robust. I mean, you've concluded your debt syndication. If you can talk through that with us, please.
Yes. Playing it defensively, we're sitting in a position here where all of our debt has been rolled forward. Last year, this time, our debt expiry profile was sort of about 2 years. We've now stretched that to about 4.2 years. So for the next 4 years or so, we don't have to worry about upcoming facilities. The other thing that's happened there is we've dropped the margin quite nicely by 30 basis points on our overall funding margin. And it's a syndication, which means that basically we've created a funding structure that's a bit of a plug and play. So any external funder that wants to come into that funding structure can come into it. It's an unlisted debt instrument. In other words, it's not a listed bond or anything like that. So the entry cost is a bit cheaper for the guys that want to come into it. And then, of course, our gearing has come down almost a percentage from about 37% to 36%. I mean, that was driven by an increase in the valuation of the portfolio. And the valuation of the portfolio is driven by growing income streams because it's discounted cash flows at the end of the day that determine the value of the portfolio. So a combination of good operational performance and good negotiation with the funders has actually ensured that our balance sheet is very robust. By the reporting period, we had about 400 million rand on balance sheet. So the company is actually sitting on a very healthy cash buffer at the moment as we speak.
Thank you very much, sir, for your time this evening. Isaac Peterson is the CEO of Dipula Income Fund.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.